look what I pocketed. Yeah, the shoot is just like y'all have been, like jogging in. I've been running up in speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. And time to fight garbage in. When you debate who the best, but I saw white chalk and then I step up to that mic cock it in. Oh my God, it's that chicken out again. If I'm last chick,
I'm about to reach in my bag.
Zesco Limited has reported a net loss of 537,636 12 kwacha due to 11 major security incidents of vandalism across 5 provinces in 24 hours, describing the acts as economic sabotage. Chipangale District Council Chairperson Maxon Kamungu Nkoma has called on the government to intervene and protect the interest of tobacco farmers following challenges experienced during the 2025 tobacco marketing season. In international news, Elon Musk says he is launching a new political party weeks after a dramatic falling out with U.S. President Donald Trump.
977 News.
With the details, my name is Burton Buyala. Zesco Limited has reported a net loss of 537,636 12 kwacha due to 11 major security incidents of vandalism across 5 provinces in 24 hours, describing the acts as economic sabotage. According to Senior Manager for Special Duties and Investigations, Mr. Ben Mwanamakwa, these incidents comprised electricity supply and directly undermine economic activities. Mwanamakwa emphasized that vandalism not only results in financial losses, but also affects productivity, safety, and businesses, particularly during an energy deficit. The company has urged the public to collaborate in the fight against vandalism, highlighting a successful cable recovery in Dola, where 67,030 kwacha worth of assets were served through community vigilance. Zesco encourages citizens to report suspicious activities in via hotlines and appeals to property owners to enhance security on their premises. Mwanamakwa stressed that every citizen must be a guardian of the national grid, as Zesco cannot fight vandalism alone.
977 News, all day, every day.
Tshipangale District Council Chairperson Maxon Kamungu Koma has called on the government to intervene and protect the interests of tobacco farmers following challenges experienced during the 2025 tobacco marketing season. He said some tobacco companies have failed to buy tobacco from farmers, causing panic and distress among those who have not yet sold their crop. Koma explained that upon receiving a complaint from tobacco farmers in Eastern Province, his office conducted physical inspections at major tobacco market flows in both Chipata and Lusaka to verify the farmers' concerns. He noted that at the Chipata main tobacco flows, most companies licensed by the government to buy tobacco had stopped purchasing, which has alarmed farmers still holding unsold tobacco. According to Nkoma, checks at the JTI Boabab tobacco flows showed that JTI was nearing its purchase target for the 2025 season, despite many of its contracted farmers still having unsold tobacco. He added that analysis of information collected from farmers suggested that some JTI field officers were colluding with tobacco vendors to sell tobacco to the company using the names of JTI contracted farmers without their knowledge. This, he said, has left some JTI farmers stranded with tobacco outside JTI offices in Chipata. Nkoma also revealed that farmers contracted by the tobacco trading company, TTC, had been left stranded with over 2,000 bales of tobacco because TTC was unable to buy tobacco this season due to financial challenges. He further said that at the Lusaka Tobacco Association main flows, only one company, Hale & Colton, was buying tobacco from farmers from Eastern, Central and Western provinces, while other companies had stopped purchasing for various reasons. This situation, he said, has left over 200 trucks packed with tobacco stranded in Lusaka. Given these challenges, Nkoma stressed the urgent need for the government through the Ministry of Agriculture to address the difficulties faced by tobacco farmers.
Following a number of complaints that I continue to receive at my office from the tobacco farmers in Spangali as well as Eastern Province as a whole, my office undertook a physical check to ascertain and verify what was happening at the tobacco marketing floors in Chipata, at the main floors in Chipata as well as in JTI floors as it were. I also undertook a trip into Lusaka, at the main floors, Tobacco Association floors in Lusaka, and the findings were quite different in nature, but all targeted at infringing the interest of our farmers. We have seen that some tobacco companies have abruptly stopped buying tobacco, a situation which has caused panic amongst the tobacco farmers.
977 News, all day, every day.
In other news, the Committee of Trustees overseeing the land and mining matters in Muchinga Chiefdom has resolved to engage relevant authorities to revive long-stalling government projects and to ensure proper regulation of mining activities within the Chiefdom. In a speech during the official opening of the fourth session of the 13th National Assembly on the 13th of September 2024, President Haganichi Nama referred to the importance of operationalizing Nansanga Farm Block to unlock development in the country. Rafael Lesa, chairperson of the Independent Committee of Trustees, appointed by Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Walala III of Serenja District, said the committee is focused on addressing key issues affecting the area. Lesa said the committee has resolved to engage the relevant authorities to expedite projects that have been delayed, such as World Bank and African Development Bank initiative in the Nansanga Farm Block. He further urged all individuals involved in mining activities within Muchinda Chiefdom to submit the necessary documentation to the committee to facilitate cooperation between the government and the Chiefdom. Let's say the committee wants to work closely with both the government and the Chiefdom to ensure mining operations are transparent and properly regulated in the interest of national development. He said the committee also plans to engage the media regularly to keep the public informed of progress and development. Lesa committed to transparency and will keep the community updated updated on how they are moving forward. The appointment of the committee follows rampant land grabbing and illegal mining necessitated by